There we go. That's the mood I'm in. Hello, I'm Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Adult Storytime. No, I said it wrong. Stories for adults. One of these days I'm going to get that new routine right. I need to make new intro music for my more official podcast as well. How are you this evening? What is today? Today is Wednesday. I woke up and thought today was Thursday. I thought I was going to podcast with an English gentleman, and I also thought I was going to podcast with Lawrence Hall. One is a writer and one is an erotic audio artist. And neither of those quite worked out. Now I'm hoping to podcast with Reggie from Six Sheets Official. So Reggie hosts a podcast on a different platform, completely different platform, with Andrew. And apparently they have new people joining them as well. So they're broadening their team. Who wants to be on my team? Let's do that. So yeah, I'm sorry for the pause. Every time I mess with the computer, you're wondering, you know, what the heck? Why are you messing with the computer? What are you doing? Whenever I pause, whenever it's a pause like that, it's me either sharing it out or tweeting or doing something or looking at my interface to see who's here, clicking on anything. I am not, for all that I'm a pantser in everything I do, you know, pantsing is the act of writing without a plan. I do that. Pantser is the act of doing everything else without a plan. And I can prove this. I like to travel without a plan as well. When I travel, if it's on an itinerary in somebody else's schedule, I get really tense and irritated and feel like all the fun and the joy is being sucked out of the air, and I can't stand it. I prefer a relaxed kind of hanging out. And there's Quincy. I was teasing Quincy. I have a meme for you, Quincy, that I saw on Facebook today with Winnie the Pooh that is hilarious. It is going to fit with the tweet that you gave me. So I don't like to have a plan. So this is a very last minute live stream. In fact, every live stream I've done in the last month has felt like a last minute live stream. I try to have times for people so they know, but yeah, you know, if you ever want a live stream, you could just hit me up and say, hey, I'm ready, can I go? And I might be able to accommodate you because that's just how I roll. That is just how I roll. So I see that there's Spectral Unicorn. If that's you, Reggie, and you want to call in, yeah, duly noted. Quincy, you get something and you are bored and it's like you're restless and you're feeling and it's 2 a.m. at your time. Just send me a message. If you want to go on and tell stories, I'm up for that. I mean, what's the point of having this service if I can't, you know, play a little bit? It's all about play for me. It's very relaxed. I love hanging out with my friends. The biggest, most awesome thing is being able to have people call in from around the world and being able to chat. I think that's so cool. I don't know where Reggie went. Maybe he's so upset about talking to me that, why would he be upset? I might take you up on that offer. Oh, yes. Are you kidding? Don't you feel high? Oh, there he is. It is Spectral Unicorn. Reggie. Hello?
Oh, it's not Reggie. It's Andrew.
Where's Reggie? I thought Reggie was calling in.
He's supposed to be, but I figured I was listening and my day at work, at least until Reggie is ready.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much. I didn't know that Spectral Unicorn was Andrew.
Have like 20 different emails. You just kind of pick the one that comes up quicker than the others.
Is that you too? So do I. No, I don't have 20. I have four, but four that I use regularly.
I think it's probably a little too high of a number, maybe closer to 15.
And do you have like 500 unopened emails in each one? No, I think I lost him. Are you in traffic right now? Are you in Portland traffic? Is that what is happening?
I am in the back of a crematory.
The back of a crematory. That's right.
Yeah. So you're hearing cremation machines running right now. And I apologize. I did not intend to call in. And I'd give Reg a bit of buffer time there to get himself ready. We all know he needs a little bit of buffer.
A little bit of buffer. Yeah. The poor guy. He was, this is kind of very last minute for him as well. So, that's kind of how I do things, but, if he needs a buffer, I can give him a buffer. That's no problem. So how long is your work day then? It's 6 o'clock. When are you, done?
Well, I do about a 10-hour day, wrapping up right now. So, hey, you know what? I can't complain because I only work 4 days a week. So
there you go.
4 tens, that's a win for me.
Yeah, that is a win. That's kind of a nice schedule. At least it's 4 tens instead of like 4 twelves or 4.
3 twelves at one point in time, but that was back when I was school. And needless to say, I like having money and not being in debt.
That's always nice. So you were in school. Are your loans paid off? Are you paid up?
Oh, no. I actually never got to the point that I was in school for that long. Basically, what had happened is I went to a community college before I really knew what I wanted to do. And I kind of dropped out and then was like, oh, hey, well, you know what? I'm not in debt. And I ended up with a fairly decent job that didn't require a degree. So just figured I'd see where that took me.
There you go. Not everybody needs a degree. There are lots of good jobs out there that don't require a degree. So since he's not here yet, and I know it's hard to hear you, but I'd still like to know how the podcast got started.
Well, actually, that is a wonderful question. One I was actually planning on touching on. So good thing that you asked. And I'm hoping that you can still hear me over the background noise. I apologize for my audio quality.
Well, I can hear you. I don't know about the audience, but that's okay. Go ahead and keep talking. I'm entertained, so we're good. It's all about me. No, I'm sorry. I'm in a mood.
So it got started, actually. I would say it kind of came to my attention when I was working in the adult industry at a store because of the fact that I had a lot of people basically like coming in with no knowledge whatsoever, and I was surprised to find out that years of internet degeneracy has actually led me to have a decent amount of knowledge. So, that being said, though, I really took pride in being able to, you know, break down that barrier of discomfort a lot of people had, where they come in, and I think that initial, like, preconception of, oh, here's a male helping me look for a toy and I'm a female. And my whole thing was, I'm not personally invested. I just want you to go home and be like, man, that guy knew what he was talking about. So
you got to stop there. Has anybody ever come back to you or sent you a message? Because I mean, that's something women would be grateful to know. It would be embarrassing, right? But there are some women out there who would just be so grateful that they would come back and tell you. So that's what I want to know. Has anybody ever come back and said thank you?
Actually, yeah. And it was really surprising to me because I would have expected the opposite. Now, I can definitely say I never had anybody like walk in and berate me for like poor knowledge or service or whatever. It was the opposite. And I actually had it happen a couple of times where it was either it was some like bondage gear. So like some cuffs or like a spreader bar. And basically they would come in. Actually, one I remember specifically, they were looking for tie down straps, like an under the bed restraint system. And at the place I worked at, we had two options available. And so obviously one is a much more budget-friendly option. One is about a $30 to $40 difference and a much higher quality option.
Now, normally with a lot of those products, I know that the price point can just be a name purchase. And so I always try to pay attention to that when I was providing that to other people. So when they're looking at that cheaper one, I just go off and I'm like, hey, listen, I'm not on commission here. I really don't care what you guys choose, other than the fact that I just want you to go home and be happy with what you've chosen. So, and I basically just explain the points of, you know, benefit for the cheaper one, but benefit for the you know, higher end one. They decided to go ahead and spend the money on the higher end one. And this was something that they had never really touched on. So I did encourage them, like, hey, if this is something new to you, maybe don't spend all the money on it. And if you don't like it, then, you know, you haven't, you know, have a big investment. But about a week later, they come back and they're like, dude, that was perfect. I encouraged them to go more for that, like, a pricier one, was because they expressed to me that one of the partners would have the tendency to really kind of pull on restraints. And I'm like, well, this one's going to break. This one probably not. And sure the heck enough, they come back. They're like, yeah, it didn't break. And I'm like, well, that's the first win. So between that and then I think the other one is like toys, like vibrators.
I'm not surprised because, you know, there are, on Twitter, just talking to other women, I know you've heard me, maybe heard me, I don't know, talk about erotic audios, but there have been a lot of women that are like, the first time they hear that, it, and even men, actually, it goes back and forth. It's just one of those things that had been very freeing for a lot of people. And so they will hunt down their favorite artist and become stalkers. And then, but they'll let them know, they'll give them feedback. And even right. The shy women will open account and have, you know, just so they can interact, and because they're that sincere, it's that life-changing for them.
Right. Well, absolutely. And so actually I got a really great example as like why I was really high and what kind of really spurred me in the direction of, well, maybe I can actually talk about this on a semi-professional level. So I had a group of three ladies come in. Two of them were together and they were helping their friend shop for their first toy ever. She had never bought anything. And so I'm like, oh, perfect. All right. So I'm asking her all the general questions. You know, what kind of things does she like when she's, you know, having her own private intimate time? What kind of stimulation is she going for? That sort of thing. And she's, you know, obviously not super comfortable. And I'm doing my best to just be like not asking too much too quickly, not be too invasive. But clearly I'm trying to get some information. And she's kind of humming and hawing. And finally, after a while, going through the whole store, I just look her dead in the face and I go, what makes you come the hardest? And she freezes for a moment, you know, gets real red. Her friend looks over at her with the biggest grin and goes, you know, if he wasn't going to say it, I was. And it was at that, you know, she kind of broke down that little barrier and she expressed to me, you know, what she actually does enjoy. And I'm like, great, let's go over here. I was able to kind of explain different aspects of those sorts of things that would lead in the direction stimulation she was going for, which she found one. And needless to say, she came back and she's like, man, I was so not sure. Thank you so much. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't have to have lady parts to know how they work.
That's true. You don't. You don't.
You know?
You just gotta be wonderful. That's funny.
So
I have a girlfriend, she's on Twitter as well, and she recently wrote this is one reason why it doesn't surprise me. She wrote a whole article on women in relationships not getting satisfied. They're not coming. And she's very, you know, she's almost angry about it because she's like, women, what are you doing? Take, you know, either end the relationship, make him, you know, come up to standard or else just take care of it yourself. But you do not have to suffer like this. And so I know that when women do, when they're bold enough to find that satisfaction and ask the questions and come out of their shell a little bit, they're usually very grateful because it takes a big risk just to step out. And then to have it, you know, get some answers from that is extremely freeing. So that's right. Neat. That's cool. So then you feel like you have some knowledge. So you decide to start the podcast. Your audio is not. And
about that, can you hear me now?
You're cutting in and out. Is there any? I don't know.
Let me try something here. So hopefully I'm on backup headset here right now, but so I'll give you that little final bit here before I take off, and hopefully Reggie will be available to pop on. But actually it didn't happen that quickly. So I had that knowledge behind me and I had the desire, but what was holding me back was a lack of, like, I guess, knowledge on how to pursue a podcast. It was something totally new to me with my full-time job. It was something that I didn't feel I could dedicate a lot of time to. But I had multiple people online, especially with the COVID thing. You know, most of my interactions were being online at that point. And I had people saying, dude, you sound like you could do a podcast. You have a voice for it. And I'm just like, really? Are you saying I'm ugly and I got a voice for radio? After hearing that a couple of times, I'm like, well, maybe they're onto something. So I hit up Reggie, who is a longtime childhood friend of mine and also another degenerate just like myself. And I said, hey, you know what? If there's anybody I'd want as a co-host, it's going to be you.
I'm getting feedback. So Reggie is in my DMs and he's not able to find. I'm trying to share it again with him. He's having trouble finding the podcast. That's funny. So my son had a microphone and I thought, oh, he's doing it, so I can. I found an app. I plugged the microphone in and I started. You guys take a lot more time. Your podcast is put together. You do previews. You edit. You talk about what you're going to edit. Sometimes I edit. It depends. It depends what I end up talking about that I don't want anybody to know. That's generally when I edit. I've edited out whole conversations with my friend Quincy. But you guys do great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you put out a quality podcast.
I would definitely say that we feel as though we're still lacking in a lot of departments. You know, it's absolutely a learning process. But, you know, that's extremely encouraging, and I really appreciate hearing that because we are not as put together as we might sound. Things that we do edit out. Reggie can attest to it. And let me just also give him, like, total kudos. He does the editing. I step back from a lot of that. And it's been very thankful for me. And then now with the addition of another voice, we've got a little bit more of a handle on our social media as well, which is going to be helpful. But yeah, I can't take credit for what I don't do. I just kind of put the idea together and host the thing. Reggie's been, like, an absolute gem in the process, but there are some things he has to definitely edit out, because I have a very good habit of saying things that are not always the most politically correct, even though I have to realize that, well, you know, I gotta still walk a fine line every now and then, and he's there to keep me in check. So needless to say, we do edit out a fair amount, but I'm very thankful to hear that, and I'm very thankful to throw my voice here on your show. I appreciate you taking.
Oh yeah, it's great to have you on.
Well, I do have to let you go. I gotta finish up my.
Okay, you go ahead and go. I think I need to reboot the podcast. I've gone offline, so we're talking, but nobody can hear us.
So, oh no!
It's okay. It'll work. It's gonna work. I can edit, right? So I'll edit this in later.
Gosh, absolutely. Hell yeah! Well, I got you here. Just last little thing I want to mention is down the road here, we might want to have an extra couple voices here and there. So we might be reaching out to you if you have anything you'd like to jump in on some of the subjects we've got. So we're going to be opening up a Discord channel here on the weekend as well. So once we have that, that'll be a little bit more direct correspondence with everybody.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're hoping to. As a good way to encourage people to interact with us and drop ideas, or if they want to have something to say, questions answered, any of that kind of stuff.
It's a great, you can record within Discord too. And it's really cool. It's a lot of fun there too. And that's free. But you still need to be able to put it out, but you can record your show there if you wanted to.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. So yeah, yeah. We're doing a lot of learning, and it's been a fun process. So, you know, it's always good to connect with other people doing the same thing.
Isn't that right? I'm all about the networking. It's more fun.
Absolutely.
Anyways. I mean,
the thing is with community, we want to uplift everybody. There's no reason to, you know, compete or any of that. We just want everybody to be kinky and fulfilled.
I'm singing. I'm Izawellen, and this is Izawellen Writes Adult Story Time. And there's six sheets. Red, who's come in? Hello, how are you? I can't tell if that's Reggie or not, but if it is Reggie, you're welcome to call in and we will start from there. I have rebooted the podcast and I have taken a big deep breath and I am ready to relax into some conversation. When you come into that, just to reiterate, if you're a new listener, in a Podbean podcast, when you come in, click on the podcast on your phone, it has to be from your phone. You click on it, you enter the podcast, you're immediately in a chat kind of room, and there are little heads. You click on one of those heads with the head and the plus sign, and then you can call in and talk to me. And sometimes I will answer, not always. If I know who it is, I'm always happy to talk to new people, meet new people. I've talked to some incredible people around the world. Sometimes it's a friend and you will call in. But that's how you do it. It works best if you have earbuds and a mic. From your phone. Although I recently had a friend of mine on, Brandon, and he didn't have he had a Bluetooth thing and it wasn't working. I couldn't hear him. And then they didn't work. And he took them off and then he just used the audio on his phone and it worked great. He was alone. It was quiet and there wasn't picking up any ambient sound. And so it was really cool. There you are. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, this is Reggie.
Reggie, take a breath. I'm just going to take a breath, a cleansing breath. We're just going to realize this is just how it goes with me.
I had to swap between a laptop and a phone and dealing with the cats.
Do your cat, you know, were the cats in the way, like in your lap, just right in the middle of everything, climbing across the laptop the whole time?
Oh yeah, they're lap cats.
I have friends, they're like, I'm gonna write now. So they sit down to write and then the cat is just right there, just purring, just adoring. And what can you do? How do you resist that?
Oh, you can't.
I am petless, but my daughter has a hedgehog, and that's what she often will say to me, is she can't do homework because the hedgehog is asleep on her chest. And the funny thing is the hedgehog is asleep on her chest, and she because she's just that well socialized, and you feel bad, you know, can't you just work around? It's tiny, right? But she's like, no, Mom, I'm incapacitated.
No, I've grown with hamsters and all kinds of small animals, so.
Oh, hedgehogs are great because they eat cat food. Did you know that? They eat cat food.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're so easy. They're fairly easy to take care of as long as they're loved on pretty well. But yeah, they're great. So thank you so much for coming on. So Andrew was on before when I had the other podcast and then I messed it up. I'm not sure. My internet went down and then it.
Oh, wait. Andrew was on?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to have some words.
He snuck on. He came on and he was telling me from work even. And there was a little bit of feedback. I'm going to see if I can edit it in and add it to this at some point. So
I don't know. He's a sweetheart, but I mean, if he's talking about me behind my back, I don't know about that.
No, he didn't at all. Not at all. No, no, not at all. Actually, he told us about kind of how he started kind of the vision for your podcast, how he was, where he worked and how he figured out maybe he had some knowledge to share and the feedback he got on that knowledge, like selling vibrators to women. and so that's what we talked about. We didn't talk about you at all. No, no bad mouthing of you.
No,
where did you come in on that? I mean, at some point, you know, he's like, and then I reached out to, you know, Reggie. And so where did you, at what point, you know, what did you think when he said, hey, I want to do a podcast? How did that, what was that conversation like? Especially this kind of podcast.
Well, it's hard to say because I honestly think it was my idea first.
Were you the one that told him, hey, you could do it? Let's do it.
No, it's like my first little like jab was, hey, maybe if we make a podcast, we can get, you know, some ladies. And it's such a bad look, but.
Well, that's a terrible look. I don't think that's going to work for you.
No, not at all. It's terrible.
Have you had any, you know, ladies like be like, ugh. I'm sorry.
I won't say.
Okay, so what you don't, you know, you're not, you're too busy. You actually work and you have a life, but on Twitter.
Okay, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Twitter roll. Let's go.
On dirty Twitter. I mean, you might be able to. Twitter. Yeah, on dirty Twitter. That's what it is. It's called dirty Twitter. You know, you just don't hang out with right people yet, but there is a section
apparently
of dirty
not.
Twitter.
Yeah.
With the, among the writers, and we call, you know, and I'm sure you've heard this, the DM slide where somebody slides into your DMs and says hello. I don't know if you see my poetry. That happens to me every now and then. It seems to happen more.
No, I love all your writing.
Okay, so it happens more after if I have had to take out my. Nobody's rude. I've not had a problem with any kind of pics or any kind of picture, unsolicited pictures, because that's a terrible way to say hello. But you know, men will come in and they'll try to start up conversations, but women do it too. They do the same thing.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. Women will approach you and they will share their photos. And they can even be aggressive depending on who you are and what you're, you know, I know there are men on Twitter who, some of them might identify as dominants and some of them just are just gentlemen and will post positive things and women will I've seen tweets where they've been like the women get this but the guys get this and so women will pop in and they'll be propositioning. So it happens. It's a thing. You're missing out.
No, because like that's the whole aspect between Andrew and I. Like I am not a part of like any of these sub-dom communities. I'm just like a part of the people I'm with. And so when Andrew like discusses things he's talking about, that's when I'm like, oh shit, I've been a part of this without even knowing it.
Good Lord, that's me. Dirty Twitter is, I don't know if it's it has that. I mean, you're on Dirty Twitter surrounded by erotica writers and readers, yeah. and OnlyFans people and stuff. So, I mean, it has that aspect, I'm sure. But that's not always what it is. Sometimes it's, it can... I don't know. It's a whole unique phenomena for me. I keep saying I want to write a tell-all, but I've been asked not to. So because it's a thing. So you're not, maybe it won't happen on your podcast, but if you get on Twitter and start interacting, maybe.
Yeah. It's kind of why I've really leaned into our new voice.
Yeah. It would be a little scary. I mean, like I said, the men who come in are always really polite, but I have a disclaimer. So they've been warned before they even come in, visit me. So I don't usually have any. So tell me about you guys. So it was kind of your idea, but now you're growing, you have new voices. Is it two or three more people who are joining you?
Well, we were looking at adding a POC, like person of color, but we definitely wanted to add a female. And so, like, the female we added is someone that's a friend of ours, close to us, that we knew could, like, bounce off of us really well in communication, things like that.
Yeah, is it somebody? Now I know that you two, you and Reg, you're Reggie. Andrew. I knew that you guys had grown up together. Yeah, I mean, you have a long relationship. That's great.
I've known Andrew. Yeah, we've known each other since he was like four. So
is this the same kind of dynamic? I mean, have you known her for that many years? Because that would be really funny. I don't know. That's
no.
Cute.
I wish, like that, like you said, that would be an amazing aspect. But no, Gia works at the same group that Andrew works with.
Okay. No, that's still cool.
So though. Yeah, I don't know how much. I don't know how too much information I'm giving away.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. Don't give information away you're not supposed to. I can totally honor that. But I'm going to ask all the questions anyway. So.
Yeah. No, Hannah is someone that has known Andrew more than I, and in the short time I've spent with her, I really like trust her, and I don't know, just her back and forth is fantastic.
That helps, you know, having that, being able to do that on not having to deal with the dead air, you know, having somebody who has something to say.
Oh, she definitely covers the dead air from Andrew. Do you know how much I've had to edit?
Really? Yeah, he said you were great at the editing. And I was talking about your podcast, you know, mine, I'm so slapdash. I just plug in the microphone and go. And usually when I live stream, I just don't even take the time to edit, because if I do, I'll never get it up. And so I just don't take the time. But you guys, you know, you do the previews, you do that, right? You do the little clips in the previews.
You know, I tried to do previews, but realized like no one listened to them. So I stopped.
Yeah. They're kind of, I mean, I liked them though. I thought that's a cool idea. My goodness. That
right?
must have taken hours though. How long did it take to make those? That must've taken hours.
It was literally me cutting parts while editing and saying, this is a fun idea.
There you go.
And like, we got no listens.
The other thing you can do, I just found there are a couple apps that you can pop sound into, and it makes it a clickable. You don't have to leave a platform. So it makes a clickable, like if you put it on Twitter, they could just scroll through. It's like a video or a GIF or a GIF or something. So it's clickable and it's right there, and people are more likely to listen to it.
We are looking at doing like YouTube and like visual platform.
Oh, a visual live stream? That would be hilarious. That would be very cool.
Oh my God. If Andrew and I were visual, it would be hilarious.
So funny.
It's literally me just like hand palming the entire time.
Oh no, I think it would be funny, you know, being able to watch people as they talk to each other. That would be neat. That would be priceless. Before I podcasted, I live streamed when Periscope was a thing. There was a women's group, and I got, I don't know, but I logged quite a bit of hours live streaming. So I'm okay on camera, but it's more fun watching other people.
Yeah.
Completely. So you're doing the podcast and you got new people coming on, and it was kind of your idea, but still you're not really part of a community. So are you, who generates the idea, the questions to ask, between your show? Drop is that you? Bombs. Because so who generate, where does that go? How, who decides on what you're going to touch on, what you're going to talk about?
It is really between both the two of us. I mean, I really lean into Andrew being the host. And so, you know, if he says, I want to do this, then we do that. Like, that's not a problem for the team.
That's cool. So yes, but you've got, you've hit some subjects like sounding is a very not well known.
Sounding, I love that episode. I will say I love that episode.
But it's not a very well known kink, you know?
No, and that's like when Andrew brings something up, it's coming from a background that I don't have.
Yeah, so did you know when he said, I mean, when he brings this, some of this stuff up, like, do you know, you know?
I mean,
what's your, you're like,
I mean, I have access to Google.
I know, but that's even scarier. I don't know. You know, you find it, fall into
no,
the
he
Google
has book. A much deeper access. Like, whether he's into it or not. Like, clearly in the show, I come off as, like, I'll just say the baby of the group.
Well, I know how you feel. There you go. I've had some people on with so much more experience than I have.
Yeah. Like,
in fact,
I come off as the, I've heard this, oh, shit, that's a real thing.
They really do that? No, they don't. It's a thing? Okay.
But I mean, I like, that's kind of the fun part about Andrew and I is having that play. Having that, like, yeah, he can be more intense, he can be more extreme, and I can be the one that just lays back and is like, great, I get to learn about this the same way that, like, the listeners
get to, like, everybody else gets to learn about it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm generally learning about stuff the same time as everybody else is learning about it. And people are like, I'm so surprised from the way you write. Yeah, I'm not writing the stuff that you're doing. I'm writing something else. You're just reading into it from your own experiences. Listen to my voice get high. That's how uncomfortable it makes me.
An interest. Well, it's just a fun contrast as well.
It is. Like, it, you know,
that's the same reason we try to encourage people to, like, talk to us and interact and, like, let us know, hey, if we fucked up this kink or said something, tell us.
Yes, please let us know, because it's kind of important to get it right. And, you know, have you ever had anybody call or send you an email and say, that's not how it works?
The only people we've had contact us are, like, people we personally know that came out of the woods of, like, hey, actually.
Yeah, I know some of the biggest controversial things is maybe the labels. I mean, even on Twitter, where I'm hanging out, just the definitions of words means it means different. It's different to everybody else. It's different, you know. It's a different, and there are different types of people in the definitions of words, and so. I was in a conversation, somebody was talking about, a woman was talking about being an alpha submissive, and I had been told that that would be more my end of the spectrum. And it's not, and what that means. And other people were hopping off in the conversation saying, no, you're just this and that, and you just enjoy it and just own it and whatever. And I'm like, no, sometimes people want a little bit tighter definition. And it was just, it's, so when you, I'm almost hesitant to talk, what does submissive mean? What does dominant mean? Because everybody defines it differently. And when I started the podcast, there were aspects of dominant personalities that I had never met in real life, that I had been writing about, that I thought were imaginary. And then I'm on Twitter for a couple months and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're not. These type of people exist. Wow. Okay. I still, that one still shocks me. That one's still very,
you know, and that's always that, like, that just general learning curve.
Yeah. That one still shocks me that I've been writing it, and that the pure fantasy people I've been writing, oh no, there are aspects in your writing that are just totally DS. And I'm like, no, she's like, yes. My first book I wrote a year and a half ago before I, and my BDSM experience is from romance novels. That's it. And there it's really softened and it's indifferent. It just has a whole different, there are some that are straight, you know, contemporary, but I read fantasy. So it's always in a fantasy setting that's not contemporary, where it, you know, and it's a personality type. It's almost an archetype, right? For fantasy. And
there's a creature thrown in, or
yeah, exactly. There's a creature, or it's you know, it's just outer space, or it's wherever it happens to take place. And so encountering some of it in real life, some of the personalities, I knew about the toys and all these different things and some of the aspects. I knew that existed. I'm not a total you know, total new, but I just, you know, the dom sub relationship, some of that in there, I'm like, really? No. In fact, I have a podcast where we're talking about it. So yeah, I was wondering if you got feedback on that, you know, on the episode where you were trying to define it, because people can be a little bit touchy in some of the books that I have read, specifically for people curious in about BDSM.
Well, we're trying to get more feedback, and that's one of the reasons we have added Hannah.
Yeah.
Like, to be like, hey, we're open, we're able to listen, we're able to communicate. Because really all the feedback we've gotten have been from, like, close friends.
Yeah. And it's hard to...
We only have, like, 10 episodes out now. It's like, we're still a baby.
You are. You're just little babies. You're starting to crawl, though. I mean, I see that. And you got your subject matter down. You'll probably be able to do some of your episodes and go more into depth and go back and do, you know, different episodes.
That's what we've said in every episode.
Yeah, exactly. We'll visit this again. Exactly. I have had, you know, I often do, when I have men writers on, I'm constantly, or men writing women, that's a subject I'm constantly coming back to, because I'm extremely fascinated by the difference in how men and women think. And so in the community, having Hannah now, you're going to be able to explore that too, how the difference between.
Yeah, that's going to go a lot of ways.
It is. It'll be fun. It'll be really interesting. I'll have to see. You guys don't do live, so you only do record. I have to ask my question after. I have to remember. Part of my problem is that you'll do a recording, and then by the time I get around to asking the question, I've forgotten what it was.
Yeah, I'm the editor.
You're the editor. You have so left I your mic behind. Who else is in here? Listeners. The spectral unicorn is listening.
Spectral unicorn?
Yes.
That's Andrew.
I know. He's listening.
He wants to pop in.
I don't know if he's got good feedback, because when one person has, when there are three and one person has the bet, it really gets to be a little bit more complicated. So if you have your headphones fixed, though, Andrew, you're welcome to call in again. My,
He does have a hard time with his equipment. He can't even play Among Us, so.
Oh, no.
I'd love if Andrew could pipe in.
He can also, type in the chat. I'm going to share this out again.
Feel free.
So what, I haven't listened enough to know. I know you've had some experiences in the community. How do you identify yourself?
What was that?
How would you identify yourself in the BDSM community? Because I haven't said that, so I need you to share that. Are you? What's your labels?
No.
White guy with a mohawk who, I need your labels.
No, there's a reason I've left that empty. Like, you'll notice throughout all our episodes, Andrew starts with, exclaiming what he is and what he is a part of. I've always said the word partners.
I know you have.
Wait, did you actually notice that?
I noticed that. I thought either I've missed it or you've never said it. So it was one or the other, because that's why I don't know.
But why does it matter? Why would it matter?
It doesn't matter. I guess, for me as a writer, let me just be, for me as a writer, I like to have things defined. I like to, and I am a boundary pusher. And if I don't have the boundaries, I will push until I find them, which might be something to do with me being submissive in ways.
Okay, but
I don't know. But
you said that, like, you've listened to just a few of our episodes.
Yes, I've listened to the first three and then...
Oh, the first three. I mean, BDSM.
And then I've listened to... I haven't listened to the sounding one yet because I'm just working my way up to it, to tell you the truth.
No, it works its way up. I'll be.
And I know you guys handle subjects really gently, actually, for anybody who's listening. You don't. You're really gentle about subjects and very kink positive about subjects. And
We're friends to the community.
Exactly. Very much so. So I just want to make sure I say that. But for me, who is like vanilla lifestyle as you can get, I am working my way up to exposure in certain things. I get way too much on Twitter as it is. So,
what's so funny to me is you saying you're like so vanilla.
And then you read,
like, going in to like me meeting you, I was like, oh, she is probably experienced in the thing.
I'm just a very good writer.
It's just, I'm not against it. It blew me away, to be honest.
I've all kinds of experience in words, but real life experience, no. But I'm also confident in who I am. So I'm confident.
And that's totally positive. Like,
My biggest, I guess, kind of breakthrough, I mean, in this area was, I don't know if you follow Stefan, the photographer, Indulgent Desires. Yeah. They do the photography. So he had posted some content that it's porn, but it was very artistic and it was extremely emotional to me. It seemed intimate. It seemed like an intimate moment between two people. And there were conversations happening in his pictures and stories that I was just picking up on that I really wanted to write for. And I didn't, those first things that he had posted, those first pictures I wrote for, I wasn't connecting them with him being, taking photographs in the in the BDSM community, artistic photographs, selling himself that way, or any of that. I hadn't looked beyond what I had seen in the thread. And so as I got to talk to him, I got to see more of his photographs. And some of his work is like, you know, for me, it's extreme. I mean, the women are bruised. You're getting the result of their spanking and they're bruised, and the sadomasochism and the sadist and the masochist are coming together, and they're having that moment together. And it is, but it's still beautiful. It took me a while.
It's a personal.
It is, and it's a personal thing. And there are other photos. There's one of his models. I actually wrote and read for an encounter that he had, Marina. Some of the pictures that he has were with hers that he gave me months ago, but it took me to write for them. To my only really hard line is humiliation, and if I see humiliation in something, I can't touch it. It's the big thing that, and I know that you guys talk a lot about that. That's not your thing. That some people like it. I did an interview with a couple women who actually find something wonderful in that, and we talked through it, and I was able to see her side of it, and it helped me a lot, understand it a lot more. But at the same time, it's still a little bit of a trigger than me. I have to find the relationship in the idea, or else I can't even, I respond very negatively.
We have a lot of discussions about, okay, how do we approach this? Like, yes, this is someone's kink. Yes, this is someone's fetish. But how do we approach this? And definitely, like, see, it just, as a white male, it's really tough to discuss, but it's like, how do we approach this safely? And how do we, like, talk about this objectively as a thing without shaming it? I think that's the number one thing, is we don't want to shame anything.
Exactly. Exactly. I have an article from a man who writes erotica, and he talked about the difference between, he had a really hard year, and I think it was a nephew had killed himself, and it was just devastating the family. But the thing that made his year the worst year ever was his ex-wife publicly outed him and shamed him. And that was a really hard, and I can only imagine. It's so easy. Those things, those sensitive things, I've talked to other people about that. Those things that we find kinky are deeply personal. But you want to share them, right? You want to find your community in them, because there's intimacy in that and there's connection in that. But that is that's where all the trust comes in the community, that makes it amazing to me.
Well, that's the thing, like with our episode zero, it literally is just us saying, hey, have a safe word, have a community, have that conversation.
Yes. And that right there, that's a big theme I come back to again and again. I've talked with different people, and they say that here you have to play in a lot of places, that conversation, you have to have that trust conversation. You have to have that, what are your hard lines, your no's, you know, your yeses. You have to have those conversations. You can't avoid them. You can't ignore them. You've got to bring them out in the air. You have to, if you're really trusting somebody and you want your needs met, you have to have those conversations, and vice versa. And,
yeah, I think the vice versa is
exactly, because I know Andrew has said that's your need, but I can't meet that. This isn't, you know,
had drawing the line and being
exactly
like, where I am.
And so being able to have those conversations, though, I mean, I've been married a long time and I can't have those conversations, which is why I'm no longer going to be married. I'm actually in the process of ending that, but because I didn't realize those were conversations you could have. I haven't had a horrible bad marriage, but I had it's been a long time, and there were lots of conversations we weren't having, and that I no longer felt I could have with that person because trust had been broken in different ways. Wonderful person, just not after all this time. I just had no more energy. But I know other women who are married.
Made clear.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm exactly. Need to make that clear. Not a bad person. Not a terrible. It's just Oh my goodness. The guilt and shame over that. Let me tell you. Anyways.
No.
Do I deserve to be free?
Terrible. Like whether you did wrong or right doesn't matter. Because you just feel that wrongness.
Right?
It's not
exactly. Fun. And when you're
been
having
there, done that.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So much so. And so in the community, talking to people and like Stefan and his submissive, she has a caller and everything. So I get to call her that. But Shelly, actually, she's his partner partner in crime in pretty much every way. They talked about how they met. They met on Twitter, of all places. And she talked about their conversations and how they got to the place where she felt safe. And it's just this incredible, beautiful story of just honesty and trust that just like, wow, I think every woman on the planet wants that.
Well, I mean,
and every man too.
And exactly, like going to the other side of the race, being like, "Oh, men want to be like hugged too."
They do.
So hard to say that.
I have a friend. You can listen to the episode. Johnny Jackhammer, who is amazing. But he had said, you know, he does videos and stuff with women and or in the swingers community and in different weekends. And he's like, sometimes you just want aftercare and you don't get it. You know, you just like you want someone hug you and you're getting all these hours of great sex, but you're not getting any intimacy and it wears on him. It wears him down.
And that's, you know, that's
I'm like,
thing for men to talk about.
It's
not just like the emotional feeling, it's being able to talk about it.
So that's gotta be, I never really thought about that. I've had people say, well, men can be emotional too. Well, of course they can. I have sons. They're emotional. I allow them to be emotional. I encourage them to be emotional. At times I demand them to be, I've never, ever. I've never had to. I've never have. I don't. They probably pick it up somewhere else. You guys pick it up by osmosis. There's a lot of stuff that happens when you're not home with your mamas that you pick up anyways. So it's true. You know it's true. But the permission to be yourself is a big thing. And
or to just feel your emotions.
Yeah. You guys need to have an episode about that.
Oh, we have so many episodes lined up.
That's good.
So much editing.
I love it that you guys organize because I so don't. From week to week, if I don't have somebody to interview, I'm like, well, what am I going to do this week?
Hey, we are happy to, participate with you.
Come on and provide some content for me anytime. Is that that would be great.
Well, it's a little pat on our back too. So drop that ball. You were one of the first ones that picked up our podcasts.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, you're hometown people, plus, and I'm supposed to be talking about writing and romance books. I do not know how I got to talk about this.
Okay, so can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
So you say you write romance, not erotic.
Yes.
What?
Okay, it's erotic romance.
What's the difference for you?
Oh, the difference is easy. There's actually a definition. It's pretty well defined. Romance is the relationship between two people and the journey of getting there. And it ends. It doesn't have to end with a happy ending, but my audience kind of requires a happy ending where the couple is together and they are whether they're bonded or not, but I can't tell you how many people have also asked for children. So it's the full meal deal. It's the happily ever after in every way. It doesn't matter how much sex is in there. It doesn't matter if one partner cheats or not. It can be reverse harem as well. So it can be one woman and 10 men or 10 men and one woman. Although women don't want to read about a guy with other women, that's cheating. But one woman with 10 men, that's not cheating. Why? I don't know. It's just a thing. And it can still be romance.
Yeah. Who jumped in?
You guys
in?
Hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Who jumped
okay,
in?
Beautiful. No, it's your good old pal there, Andrew.
oh god damn it.
What I wanted to actually know, you make a really good point though with that aspect of like how men treat that reading, because I find that also like in, for instance, like with the gay community. So like how it's totally acceptable for like people who are vehemently straight to be cool with lesbians, like gay or straight men are okay with lesbian, but totally opposed to gay men. And it's because their mind is immediately going to like the sexual relations and not the like intimate romance relations.
Yes.
And I find that really interesting because in my opinion, like, I don't see a difference. Like if there's a harem that someone wants to have, whether it be a male, female, all same sex, whatever, like, hey, it's a fantasy and it's awesome. Like it should be encouraged.
They exist in erotica too, but in romance, you have a romantic connection that is, sometimes there are romances where you have MM interaction that happens as well, right, within the book. But the main character, there's like a main, she's the main queen, the main focus, the main breeder, whatever,
I
you
like
know,
that, set queen. Breeder.
Well, I mean, it word. Really matters. It matters a lot in what, you know, genre it is. Like in the universe, for me, it would definitely be the breeder. It has a lot to do with breeding because of the way the biological things. Now, Omegaverse is also, if you look it up, it's fan fiction, and it's a lot of men. It's MM, and it's M-Preg, where men get pregnant. And there are people who have whole websites to describe how that happens, and it's romance. It's also social discourse. and it can be multi-layered. And
we have Andrew here with... We have the two of us here. We could literally do an episode right now.
Hey, whoa, whoa. This is her show, Reggie.
Brought up
So we're already here, able to plug. Like, let's just, you know,
you can
leave
shut
it at that.
Are you going to commandeer? I'll give it to you and you can edit
over
it.
So
you can
hard.
Put it together and edit it and just do a show if you want so that you don't want to just have
it. I'll leave that.
We're just going to steal it all.
Now, but anyway, so the difference between the romance and erotica, do you want to say? I'll let you finish. You started something.
All I wanted to say is, you know, Reggie had actually mentioned, you know, kind of jumping on when he said that you were one of the first people to kind of, you know, follow us and actually promote us, which, you know, he actually texted me. He's like, dude, we've already got people retweeting.
Joke. I did. Like,
yeah, 100%. Oh, and like, well, and
yeah,
as a startup, you know, we didn't expect that. We were really stoked to see that, and it meant a lot to us. It made us like really think that, like, crap, well, we actually have something here, and people are actually listening to it, you know?
Yes.
But what I found interesting was he told me, you know, oh, it's, you know, we, surprisingly enough, you know, you included, we have a lot of like erotica writers, you know, romance and erotica writers that follow us,
yes,
which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, like, so I actually used to do a lot of erotica writing. So I didn't do writing for romance, but I did do a lot of erotica. And it even went more into my darker days back when I was doing a lot of ERP, also known as erotic role.
Dude, where'd you disappear to?
What?
You literally just sounded like you were in the middle of soup.
Yeah, you just, your mic got quiet. Your mouth got away from your mic.
Hold on. So I was, I'm on my, like,
this is what I have to edit every day.
Hey, you shut up. I was trying to get it set up on my PC, but for some reason it wasn't allowing me to do the call-in feature on
Yeah, it works much better on your phone. Much better on your phone.
Which is unfortunate because my better audio equipment is on my PC.
I know. That's what all my audio people say. Can we call in? No, you got to use it. But I don't have a – I know you don't. I'm the only one who gets to use the computer.
But, hey, so that's okay.
I'm just
excited
to have Andrew here, to be honest.
So the difference between
I'm excited
erotica,
to be here.
Oh, come on. Let me finish this question. The difference between erotica and romance is between is the journey of a couple or a triple or whatever. Erotica is the journey of a person, and it explores the person's it can have more than one people, it can have more than one person, but it is generally one point of view, and it has a specific kink. When you're looking on Amazon, most erotica books don't cross, you know, they keep in their lane, their kink lane, because the readers get frustrated. I've heard erotica writers talk about, you know, the readers get really mad if you change your kink. If you have if you're doing a cuckold kink and you suddenly change it to some kind of couple doing, you know, BDSM, your readers will stop buying your books because they want they're going after the erotic experience of the kink. So that's another thing. And then the third thing would be just writing pure porn, where it's just the actions that take place rather than any of the thoughts and emotions and experience. It's just the process of the coupling or whatever the kink is. So as romance, and I get pretty snotty. I'm like,
right? Yeah, you get a little bratty.
I do get a little snotty about the romance because the romance books are longer. The audience is different. The audience is, I have an incredible audience. I just have a fantastic audience. I can't, you know, my second book, they pushed it up to a bestseller within hours of its release. It only was there for a couple of days, but it was my core audience. It was my core audience that did that. And it's because they're a romance audience, and because readers fall in love with the couple and their relationship and their families and the world, you know.
You do a really good job of like building the scenario versus just blam, here's something. Like, that's completely, I just got it.
What have you been reading? Are you just reading my poetry? Or are you reading?
I read all of your stuff. That's not true.
Oh, no. Somebody said.
No, you do a very good job of building scenarios and building backgrounds.
Thank you. Yeah,
well,
I
think what he means too maybe is just that tying in that personal investment that readers are looking for when they're following these romance stories. The idea of, you know, being able to have that connection, that identification with whoever it might be in those stories. I know personally, you know, that's living vicariously through other people's experiences. And especially when it's a fantasy.
Yeah. You'd be very careful with vicariously.
Okay. Well,
you guys are like brothers. He's just like pick.
We basically are. And what I mean by that is being able to connect to somebody on a level that maybe, you know, even though they're a fictional character, you can connect with them more real, or in a more real way than you might with other people, because they're written for that purpose. They're written in a way that they're more raw, they're more approachable, and they're more easy to adapt to, you know, your own feelings. And I think that's a very important thing, especially if that's the draw that your readers are seeking something that gives them that connection. And also, I just want to take a moment to apologize to your audience. If they are as wonderful as you say, I'm sorry that you ended up with us on your show. But we absolutely, you know, we love all aspects of
you know, these communities, all of them, and being able to be a part of them and be able to learn as we go. I mean, because that's all it is. It's a learning process. And it never stops, but I think that's some of the fun.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as romance goes, I have gotten so much more. There is a part of Twitter that is Romance Landia that is very hard to break into because they're a little bit more formal. And the erotic side of Twitter, the dirty side of Twitter, is just so much more is just accepting, is just welcoming. The biggest delineation, as long as you don't talk politics, you're good. And it doesn't even matter if you agree, because you may not agree in the same way about the same subject. So just don't talk politics. But
I love that. That's such a good point, too. The way you phrase that, like, absolutely.
No, screw you.
I agree wholeheartedly.
No, dude, like, literally, I've been the one not posting things and editing things.
You're professionals now, so you got to have a separate private political account, and then you can go.
Oh no, even our private accounts are now part of this.
Yeah, it's taking over your life.
Yeah, it's true. But you know, I will definitely say I even with Reggie's,
I love Andrew to death.
Oh, I love you too, buddy. I definitely limit, you know, my own political voice, because just like everybody's opinion, it's there, but it's not necessary.
Did you get like 1,000 miles away from your mic?
It's like you when you're walking across the room.
I don't know why.
Ouch. Oh, you're in ISO's house now. Oh, I'm
why
sorry.
Is she, yeah, why is ISO not part of the team?
Yes, we are.
Oh, ISO should be writing another book is what she should be doing. But, goodness.
ISO should be writing another book.
So you guys, you're adding to the podcast. You have all these shows in the kind of planned out and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying our best. We're trying to really speak to things. Honestly, I can't speak for Andrew, but I will say I would be excited to add like another group or another team to us.
Well, earlier, I did mention actually.
Oh my god, did you get farther away from your microphone?
It hasn't changed positions. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. I can't use my nice audio equipment on my PC.
That's funny. So you want it? What would you? I mean, would you like have alternating teams? That would be interesting.
No, I think it would be fun to have. Especially like since Andrew and I are straight white males, it would. Oh, great!
Man, you loved that. Outed myself. More than I do.
No, it'd be fun to have like a female co-host or keep like a female backing.
You could. I know people. So if you wanted some guests,
know people.
If you wanted some guests, they would probably. Well, there. The erotic
would
audio community
nice
is
us?
Pretty huge, and they might. I mean, there are people who
they might,
but there are always people who are looking ways to grow, to learn, to test themselves, to put themselves out there. And it's usually a time thing, but I know a couple people that they would probably come on and guest and talk. One of my friends, Becca, she'd probably be yelling at her cats the whole time, but she's still hilarious and fun to have on.
Have you not heard our podcast?
Yeah. I'm
no, you usually edit that out, you know.
Yeah, I do a good job of editing.
But that's what awesome thing about Twitter is meeting people from, you know, all different walks of life and different, like my guest tonight, who is going to come on, Lawrence Hall, is a man of color, but he writes comedy, romantic comedy. He also writes reverse harem, and he writes some kind of superhero, the romance novels. He's very diverse, but he's also a man writing romance novels, which come with its own challenge and its own prejudices.
Yeah, and
Blogs
Modes and
Exactly. Eventually I'll have him on. Yeah. And yeah, Cal. Cal is fun too.
I love Cal.
Cal's experiences with his his experiences in the 80s. You should get him on to talk about his swing experiences.
Don't know if I want to.
He probably would. He didn't think he would enjoy coming on the podcast, but we had a good time. So, Cal. And then Quincy, too.
That Podbean episode was fun.
Yeah, and Quincy, too, has Quincy Without His Pants, which I just have to poke a little fun at. But he's a great storyteller, and he's pretty diverse. And, oh, yeah, there are all kinds of people, and it's so fun to talk to somebody. I have another friend in South Africa who he writes erotic poetry sometimes, and he would be very new to the community, but the poor man, he's in South Africa and his wife is in Canada, and because of COVID, so the whole time May.
Andrew and I are sitting holding our mouths, too many jokes.
Oh yeah. Oh, all the people I'm introducing, you want diverse. I can hook you up, man. But they're all writers and they're erotic artists.
No, and I really and I will say on behalf of our entire team, you've been someone that's really made our podcast grow.
I hope so. I would like to help. I would like to get back.
Really, with our Instagrams, with our podcasts, with everything, you've kind of been repeating, retweeting.
I try. Thank you. I'm glad. I'm really glad. I mean,
we notice.
Appreciate it. I appreciate that. That means a lot. I like to, giving back is important. It doesn't cost me anything to share stuff. I mean, and it's,
hope we've done as much as well.
Oh, you have. But, it also makes your feed more interesting too. If your own stuff is in your feed, it makes it more interesting. And
I'm trying to get Andrew more involved.
Yeah, he's not on Twitter. What's the deal?
What are you talking about? I am on Twitter.
You're a little bit.
2 days ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? So I guess it's reasonable to say, because it's gonna happen sooner or later. And I fucked up because of the fact that I used the wrong account. But there's a reason my picture is what it is, because I have another account on Twitter that is pretty much 100% just dedicated to my obsession with frogs, and I don't talk about that.
I don't know if it's become clear on any of the Twitter or anything. Okioi is Andrew.
Yeah. So, and so I have a Twitter presence.
God, he's going to fucking punch me in the face.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. So that's good to know. No, it didn't come. I mean, why would I know that he loved frogs? That's so funny. My mother loves frogs. I'll have to send you a frog one time.
Dude, everybody loves frogs.
Mother loving frog.
Yes, my mother loves frogs. She said I had to kiss a lot of frog princes.
Hell yeah.
She loves frogs. That's
so many jokes.
Frog. That's funny. Okioi a frog? Is that a frog? What is that? It's a Japanese frog, obviously. Now I need to know. I can't not know. You have to explain the frog fetish.
Sorry, Andrew.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's so much a fetish, but I definitely spent a fair amount of, you'll notice in certain episodes, actually probably almost every episode, I think the topic of furries is brought up regularly.
Frog furry?
I used to be, but at the same time, frogs can't be furries because they don't have hair.
That's why I'm laughing, because, it's not that you would be the furry thing. There's no hair on a frog. And
Well, exactly. That's why they're a slippy.
There's Okay, that's new.
Okay, so now we have to discuss Slippy.
Okay, explain Slippies, because I need this to mute my mic.
All right, fun fact. In the furry community, there's like, and now to be clear, like, it's more a community now I still have friends with that are in it. I like a lot of the artwork, I like a lot of the creator content, but I don't really associate with like the fandom. It's a thing I like, like Star Wars or whatever, you know. But disclaimer aside, Slippy is just a term that I came up with because I thought it was funny.
Okay. Slippy is also maybe it was a real thing
in Star Fox. Well, it's derived from the fact that in the community, there are like, for instance, people who are like into like reptiles and dragons. They're often referred to as scalies. So I'm like, all right, well, what would an amphibian be? I'm like, oh, it's a Slippy, because amphibifer sounds really stupid.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're right. That does sound terrible.
It's there are connotations with Slippy that are just a little...
Yeah, I just think Star Fox, like, that's all I think, but...
Okay.
So there you go. I wanted to pipe in about collaboration is really cool, and I appreciate you having us on the show, but all of a sudden we're talking about me here.
I don't know. Well, I mean,
you can blame that on me.
You can out Reggie now. Is there something that you know I need to know?
No.
Nothing he wouldn't be proud of me to tell you. I mean, he threw rocks at me when I was a kid, and he loves that. That's his like that's his favorite. It's his go-to. I actually broke his heart.
That's your bonding moment when he threw rocks at you as a kid. That was
that's his bonding moment.
Well, I've heard that's how men bond. You know, they go fight and then they're friends. I don't know, isn't it?
Oh, throw rocks at me, baby.
It's the new man bonding hashtags tag. Throw rocks at me, baby.
That's really bad.
That's gonna trend.
Instead of kick rocks, go throw rocks.
Oh no, that's bad. Okay, so you're expanding the podcast. You're looking to make it a little bit more multicultural and more diverse.
Hannah, by the way,
Where's who?
Andrew? Where's Hannah?
Yeah. Heading home from helping her friend move.
Oh, she, yeah.
So, and is she the only one you're adding? Is it just one or are there two?
For now, yeah. She is the like inadvertent addition. It was one of those things where, and I know I was listening earlier, so I know Reggie didn't disclose too much information, but so Hannah and I are actually like involved, and it was one of those things where I mean, it's going to be obvious, especially through the Twitter, I'm sure. So that aside,
love you both.
It's something that like we were hesitant to like, I didn't want to necessarily just like throw her into the show just as that being the fact. It was more, she was just talking to us before we even started recording, and we're like, dude, this is the kind of conversation that led to us recording. So we just decided to record with her for, the heck of it.
She does a very
it worked
good
out
job
really well
being a third voice.
Yeah, no, it's not a negative thing that you're in a relationship. I mean, it's not, it doesn't seem like some kind of nepotism or whatever. It's actually a positive thing because people are curious about how, I mean, I'm very curious about how in the community, is she in the community too? I mean, are you
Very fresh, I would say.
But better because people are curious about how people interact with each other. How does that work? What does that look like in a relationship? And there are so many different variations that having an opportunity to ask questions, that's one thing. My friend Stefan and Shelley, I need to have them back on at some point in time because I have so many questions.
Sure, sure.
So many questions. But yeah, that actually brings, so you've got the female voice and she's great with all mm-hmm. both of you, and now you have the she can answer relationship dynamics and speak into that, so mm-hmm. you know, and her experience, that'll be awesome. That'd be really cool.
No, I'm absolutely looking forward to it. I think it's going to be like a really good addition. Like, I was already considering her mainly as like assisting with like social media management, because mm-hmm. yeah, she's a lot more savvy. Right. Well, it's because both Reggie and I mean, we're all full-time employed, like all three of us, but it's one of those things where she's just like a lot more current with it.
Mm-hmm. We discuss
and that happens because like she's a bit younger
fully
than us.
As a team.
You discuss them ahead about her. Yes, good.
No, we discuss these things as a team, and moving forward, we approach things like as a group.
That's
it's
cool.
Not just, hey, this chick is like involved with someone. Like, nah. Like, we're a team.
Well, I mean, whether she's involved or not, you need social media people. And so that's good.
Absolutely.
Because
rushes it.
Yeah, you can't grow. The Twitter can be, when you're small, nobody sees you. It's just the way the algorithm works. It's hard to get stuff out. And mm-hmm. then they're supposed to be, I don't know, somebody sent me something about, you know, a social media for, you know, podcasters or whatever. But I haven't hooked up with that. So yeah, it's you almost have to have somebody who can do, you know, dedicated, who will just retweet and share and talk and post, and because Twitter moves so fast, if you're not posting five times a day, you're invisible.
And that was the one thing that I think I learned the quickest, is it doesn't really matter like content so much. I mean, content does matter to an extent, but at the same time, it's more frequency. And so if you have that frequency of content, then you're going to have that frequency of being noticed. So if like, it really just takes like one good like retweet to get something going. And so that's kind of one of the things that I'm learning. I've been so out of social media for so long, like actually like rejecting.
I wish I was you. So, I like, need to.
After that was all done under internet pseudonym. So I was never actually presenting myself online. I was always presenting a character. And that's another reason why, you know, my character exists, is because it was my like online separation for myself. I felt more comfortable that way.
Andrew, I love you.
I love you, but what's going to follow with that? What?
No. It's-
No, no, just nope. That's just
there is no but actually.
Oh, good, that's nice. That's
No, he knows where I'm at.
Oh,
in case I need to snuggle him,
it's a moment. Dude. It's
Haven't
a dude
we
moment.
Talked about having episodes of us just cuddling in the bedroom.
So, Reggie did mention
that's a
the YouTube
that
thing
is a
earlier,
thing.
And we have already discussed
Not me,
it.
You.
Well, okay, yeah, this was definitely mostly me, but I'm like, hey, we got to do six sheets from the sheets, and we're
it's
basically
just the wordplay is so
in
good.
A bed.
I can't even say no to it.
And so we're just hanging out in the bed, you know, doing the same thing, just recording our podcast, but we're cuddled up in a bed next to each other. Like, why not? It's perfect.
Oh, I'm so, that's so awesome that you're so comfortable with each other that way.
Oh,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with kissing your homie goodnight.
No, you know, I've actually been to Brazil. Everybody kisses everybody. It's, you know, it's not even a thing.
Right. And it's also funny.
It's also funny. Why is it funny? I don't know. You're going to make me edit something, right? I don't know. You're going
to
have to edit.
No, it's funny because it's unexpected, and unexpected things are funny. That's how humor works.
That is true. I've heard that before somewhere. Do you want to know where I heard it before? No, I'm not going to tell you.
No, now I want to know. You can't do that.
No, because it's totally opposite of what our conversation has been about. It was in I can't tell you. I don't want to.
Okay, welcome.
No worries. I won't push.
It's too funny where I heard it from. So,
can you understand what I do? Oh, no.
Yes, I can understand. I could totally understand that. The editing's good.
Heart is in the good place, but it's
the editing's good.
It works for me. We're going to probably have to end here pretty soon. I've got some things I need to take care of this evening, but we'll have to do this again. We'll have to
get
Hannah on and talk. And then there are some subjects that have to do with BDSM that I'm not, I don't know. I maybe want to, I haven't decided, but it seems to me it's become a thing with me a lot of, because I'm just the writers that I get to interview and the content I get to talk about has just been amazing. So I'm learning so much. So I would love to send people to you. Go there, share there. I'm just a romance writer. I'm just, you know.
No,
I'm,
send them to Andrew.
I don't know anything about this stuff. I'm just Mrs. Doubtfire. You just, you know.
No, you guys know that is. I'm down to be part of this team. And
I'm like, down to always. It's fun to discuss this shit.
Yeah, just think of me that. Yeah, and then I have friends who'll be like, "No, you're not," and I'm like, "Okay, whatever."
Okay, I love Miss Doubtfire.
Right. It's fine.
I have only good connotations.
There will be so many. I'm sure it's Robin Williams, but to Andrew.
Wait, are you secretly Robin Williams?
Yeah, no. I'm just that. No. I'm just that. I just have the whole attitude. anyways, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on, and we'll have to do this again. Last minute is the way I roll. So, you know, if you have something you want to share, advertise or get out, just send me a message and I could probably, set it up and make it happen. It just works for me. I pants everything in life. So.
It's very appreciated for you to have us on. I actually saw that you had posted about Reggie hopping on, and I just sent him like, "Hey, good luck vibes." And I started listening.
He literally tried to throw me under a goddamn bus.
No, he didn't. He was just killing.
Yes, he totally did.
I did not.
I will share the audio with you. I will share the audio.
It is very appreciated. And we thank you very much for having us on. We thank you for, the promotion you've done for us. And hey, you know what? Check out all of your writing because it's great. And
have you read it?
Reggie's read it. I'm sorry. Reggie's read it. I'm going from Reggie here.
It's really, it's good.
Thank you. It's still hard for me. Some things are still hard for me. I'm working on it. Thank you for reading it. I appreciate
it. I can't say you are great. No. So we appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys too. This has been a lot of fun. We'll have to do this again. And I love your vision for just, making things, communicating with the community and just making things less scary, because I don't know. I have weird images in my head from the 70s of 70s BDSM that is really horrifying. Hey, and so.
Like, if you have any idea, like, for how to us make our program better, like, we're welcome to listening.
Sure. Longer. They're too short. I need at least our episode.
Oh, my God. Don't tell Andrew that.
Yes.
I prefer longer episodes. If you're going to do short, I want more. Because people tend to, for me anyways, I tend to listen in bursts. And so, which is one reason why I'm not all caught up, because some of your episodes have been short. So if I want to sit down and listen to it for an hour, or I'm in the car and I hook it up to my car and I'm going somewhere, I want to listen to, and usually when I drive, getting caught in traffic in Portland, especially, you can't stop and look up the next one. So yeah, that would be my, sorry.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, that would be my...
We've been worried that our new episodes have gotten too longer. Andrew.
You've been worried.
I mean, you could... no, I don't know. I mean, if you feel like the conversation's laggy or you don't have the content, don't do it. I've done short ones too, but the longer ones are just...
Short ones, just want to point that out.
I have. And they're great for getting information out and for letting people know what's coming up and just for touching bases with your audience and whatever. I've done short ones too, but the long ones are just for me personally, to as a listener, I just prefer our episodes. They're just, I get more content that way. I'm able to do other things while I'm listening to it. And I don't have to stop and put on the next one. So that's my theory, my reasoning for that. So other than that, I need to let you guys go. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. We're both specific.
Hey,
time.
You too. Wow, that's thank kind you of amazing. For having us on.
Yeah. Oh, anytime. I love it's so neat to get to talk to people. Like, besides, and you're like even in the same, you're my town.
That's the fun part about being able to talk to you is being like, this is someone that is close to us.
I know, right? We'll have to do a get together at some point in time. I'm not in Portland right now, but yeah. I will be again. And oh gosh, it'd be neat to meet at Powell's or something when they open and they have like all the rooms
Powell's.
Are open.
Like that's gonna be a thing.
It's gonna be a thing because it's the books,
get you
right?
One. That's gonna be a thing.
In person. Yeah, that'd be fun too. Okay, guys, you have a good night. I'm gonna turn on my music
hey,
and say goodbye.
You. You too. Take care. Thanks for having us.
Yep. This has been Is the Will and Rights Stories for Grown-Ups. Grown-up stories. I had a really great time talking BDSM with Reggie and Andrew. Oh my goodness. Sometimes you guys are like corralling cats, but still it was a lot of fun. And I love learning about the progression of starting their podcast because really it was they had a story to tell, they had information to share, and they had things to explore. And you know, that is what I'm all about. I love hearing people's stories. I love hearing where you're at. I love communicating and interacting with you, because even if I don't agree with it, even if it's something that's not my own, it helps me understand my world better. So thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming on tonight and sharing your part of the world with me. Have a great evening.